Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 15th of April, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah, well, a little bit. I think
I'm very
maybe,
grumpy today.
Maybe.
I'm really grumpy today.
You possibly got out of bed the wrong side, I think.
My day started with me falling out of bed, and it's got worse since then, really, basically.
Your printer.
Yeah, no, it's just loads of little things, and I'm grumpy. I'm well grumpy today.
Well, I'm in a very happy mood, apart from the fact that somebody in the Channel Radio switched my microphones off pre my show this morning and obviously tried to sabotage a Superior show, 11 to 12.
What she's trying to tell you, listener, is after 5 years, she still can't work the buttons, basically.
Well,
drives you mad.
There's a little mouse
just
that came in and turned off.
You can't get the staff. The big orange button that says off, that one.
Normally, I just have to slide up the mic, you see.
Yeah. Anyway.
Our hypnotherapist is lost.
Yeah, he's not shut up yet, but hopefully he will.
I'm wondering where he might be.
Yeah. Maybe he's stuck in traffic. Well, we'll see. Anyway.
He might be trying to lasso an alpaca.
Quite possibly, yep. Anyway, I'd like to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who is Telcare Limited, the telecommunications provider from over there on Medway City Estate in Rochester. A massive thank you to the folks at Telcare for sponsoring the Business Bunker Radio Show.
Lovely,
we
Lisa.
Muchly appreciate it, and it's very fabulous. And I've got a little shout-out I want to do, and I promise I'd do it early, and it's for Anthony Campbell Jenner. And I just want to say hello to the Ant-Man, who's a bit of a Chelsea dude. And thank you for listening in, Anthony, and keep our fingers crossed in the Champions League, mate. So that's that. I'll tell you what, Jules, you can kick us off with an email.
Right, I will.
Instead of playing with your phone.
For once, Paul Andrews, I'll do what I'm told. Oh, by the way, loving your at Business Bunker Twitter
handle. Yeah, don't even get me started on that.
Why, what's the problem with that?
Oh, that was
another thing to make you grumpy.
That was another thing that made me grumpy.
I was very impressed.
I managed to get the Twitter handle for Business Bunker
at last.
A little
bit of egging on from myself and Dr. John.
Absolutely. Yeah, but it had been tied up for years and somehow it had been released. And I got it and set up an account.
Yeah.
And then the second day I had the account, Twitter suspended me.
Why?
They said I was spamming. Seeing as I'd sent a total of 20 messages and 18 of those were retweets, I don't know how they worked that out. And then
you're not a spammer.
And then I built the following up to 200 and they lost them all and I had to start again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and now I understand why you're so curmudgeonly.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got some news from Discover Folkestone, Hythe and Romney. I can't hear myself in my headphones, by the way, but I'm sure I'm working. So this is from Discover Folkestone, Hythe and Romney Marsh. Extra special festivals season ahead. And preparations for Folkestone's 2014 festivals, events and entertainment season are well underway. And the forecast is it will be the best in the southeast of England, attract hundreds of thousands of visitors and contribute millions of pounds to the local economy. In fact, billions, I'd say. Features include top-line events as well as traditional carnivals and the return of the acclaimed three-month triennial exhibition of outward art. So this is, first of all, the June the 7th and the 8th, you've got the Folkestone Air Show, and that's there's also the 13th to the 15th, you've got Folkestone Multicultural Festival, and then on the 21st, you've got the Club Day Carnival at Lydd. And then on the 21st, again, to the 30th, you've got Hythe Festival. So huge amount going on. There's lots of other dates as well, which we'll be reading throughout the summer months on the Business Bunker. And we will put details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But for your diary, July the 1st is one to put in your diary, and also August the 4th, going through to September, October and November, which is brilliant. So the climax is the 1st of November to the 6th, the Folkestone Triennial and the Folkestone Book Festival. So if you want to go and find out more, please go on to www.discoverfolkestone.co.uk. Cracking.
Thank you. Right, I've got an email. Could you please announce this on the Business Bunker Show? Share a star.
Oh.
HTTP /shareastar, all one word, .org, are having a much needed fundraising event at the Mid Kent College on the 31st of May at 7 p.m. They're looking for help with things they can auction. Days out, signed goods, presents, that kind of thing. If any business out there can help by donating a prize for that auction, please can they go to the website and let them know. And the website, as I said, is www.shareastar.org. There is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website, and you can follow up with that. So do please be generous and help them out with some auction goodies. Thank you.
Beautifully read, Paul Andrews.
Thank you. We got lots of tweets coming in, but if you'd like to hear us on the show, well, you're distracting me. What are you doing with that?
Because I can't hear myself at all.
Well, I've asked you 3 times whether you could or not, and you just ignore me and keep batting the spit guard about.
Yeah, and now I've wrenched the spit guard, listener, so it's out of the way.
She's destroyed the studio. She's been really useless
and now
technically
I'm having
today.
To bob like I'm wearing some sort of sun hat. It's like a Tracy Emin sort of, no, what's it, Philip Tracy kind of hat now.
Right.
Affinity Water, and Rachel's distracting me too. Affinity Water, she's taking my profile, which I hate, has been given the go-ahead by, I've got a terribly big nose, I blame my mum. Affinity Water has been given the go-ahead by water regulator Ofwat for a major £30 million 5-year investment programme in the Folkestone and Dover area. Ofwat has today, the 4th of April, oh, 4th of April, that's gone. Okay, Ofwat has given, has given Affinity Water's business plan for 2015 to 2020 its highest recognition of enhanced status, enabling an early start to be made on the plans. Do you love the way, listener, I'm just reading through all this shambolic stuff that's going on behind me? Affinity Water is one of only 2 water companies to be granted this status by the regulator. Chief Executive Officer Richard Bienfait said, he sounds like a facial cream, doesn't he? Bienfait said today from Clarins or somewhere, today's announcement is very exciting and we are delighted that Ofwat supports our plans to serve our customers and communities. The £30 million investment programme will include building an additional new underground storage reservoir near Folkestone, further investment in trunk mains across the area, bring in the elephants, I say. Oh, that's better. That's better. I can hear myself. Green measures to reduce environmental impacts, maintenance and enhancement of sources, pumping stations. I do love a pumping station, don't you, Rebecca? Water treatment works and underground service reservoirs. A rolling mains replacement program, and Affinity Water will make the investment while at the same time keeping prices below the rate of inflation for the full 5-year period. And the company will also offer a new tariff, which is LI with £1. I don't really get that, but it's probably got a reason. I'll ask Paul Andrews, he's got more brains. Specifically designed to support customers on low incomes who are struggling to pay their bills. I think it's like Lyft, but they've changed it, so it's LI and there's a pound sign and then T.
I think that's branding, that's called, isn't it? That's logo branding is what they're trying to do.
Without being rude, if it's designed to support the elderly aren't going to get that in a month's Sunday, so let's have a chat.
I'll be rude, Jules. It wouldn't be like you to not be rude.
No,
rude.
I know. They'll get me back. For more details on Affinity Water, see www.affinitywater.co.uk. Well, it sounds wonderful, and well done all of you at Affinity, and especially Roger Bienfait. And I hope you'll come on the show.
Absolutely. I just want to say a big thank you to Lucy Hall and Liz White for organising the Creative Maidstone meetup last night and a fabulous talk from QJ the Inspirationist. Brilliant turnout and loads of lovely people were there. So well done to you guys. And I also touched base with someone I hadn't seen for a long time, Lee from Vivid Pixel. And he's actually tweeted in to the show today as well. So thank you for joining us, Lee. And great to touch base with you, mate. And great to hear that Vivid Pixel over there in Ashford is doing really well. We've also had a tweet from the Kent and Surrey breakfast friends, Sam and John and all the folks over there. So welcome to you. If you'd like to get a shout out on the show, there are a number of ways you could do it. You could call us on 01 303 874 998.
You could,
or you could email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. but by far and away the most likely way to get on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and quite a few people have tweeted, and I will be reading them out during the rest of the show. And we've had a tweet from Justin Dean of Creative Motion, who is listening in, as is business services team at Mid Kent College. So welcome to all of you.
Hello.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah, nice. I'd like to say a big thank you to the Chocolate Angel, who on
that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I did like that.
It's still good. I haven't eaten the lollipop. I've only eaten the chocolates whole box. So on Rebecca had one.
That made Rebecca laugh, didn't it? it made me laugh too, because that was complete nonsense. You ate a lot, didn't you?
Well, I've had a few. but on Twitter...
She did, didn't she? Rebecca, she did. She ate a lot, didn't she?
Maybe a few.
Yeah.
I had. I'll tell you what I had, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, go on.
This is from... on Twitter, if you want to follow her, it's X Chocolate Angel. What's her name? Tina, did you say?
No, Andrea.
Andrea, I made Tina up. Yeah. And her, I'm going to give you her phone number, which is 07934 733220, and I'll tweet out the picture of my logo, because she's done me a beautiful white chocolat lollipop with Scoff logo, the Scoff and Quaff logo, beautifully, exactly on there. And Scoff, as some of you know, is a superior show on between 11 to 12 every Tuesday. And you can tweet us at Scoff Quaff. But what she sent me and what I've scoffed is milk chocolate salted caramel shells, dark chocolate real ale truffles, and ale, as you know, is my one weakness, white chocolate and blackberry ganache hearts.
They know how to get at you, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've scoffed them. Rebecca had one or two. Paul Andrews didn't have any.
No, that's normal.
So well done. That's really, really kind. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, you were talking about your evening. You had this Maidstone Creative.
Last night, yeah. Yeah.
How did I get onto chocolate from that? I can't remember.
I have no idea. You're probably just ignoring me and going off.
So it was
on
a good night. Good
bumfire. It was, yeah, yeah. It was the second one they've organised. And I'm really pleased that Lucy and Liz have done this, because, as you know, I've been in business in Maidstone for donkey's yonks. And it's one of the few places I never go to network meetings or anything like that, because there was never a lot going on there. And I'm really pleased that they've done it, because it's great. And it's in the downstairs area of the framing shop in the high street, in the gallery. And
okay.
it's a nice little venue with a lovely little turnout, and it was really good fun. And we had a very intriguing
good
talk.
Good front, did you say?
intriguing
good
talk.
Good frontage, did you say?
I didn't say anything, because I've tried three times to get my words out and you keep interrupting me.
Carry on then.
I'm allowed.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But is it to do with the Inside Maidstone Mag?
Well, yes, they were supporting it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a networking meeting for creatives. And there were people from all over the place there. Natalie Benaghs from Canterbury, you know, from Creative, Kent Creative was there. Justin Dean from Creative Motion was there. Canterbury speakers were there, Richard Murray.
He spoke at Lendy's recently.
Yeah, yeah. And Sharrocks, the accountants, were there. So a eclectic mix of people. It was a really nice mix of people. There were lots more people than that, but they're the ones that...
I can see by your hand movements you were getting creative.
No.
You know, the hand.
That was left hand. I'm more creative than my right hand.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And we've had a tweet,
funny
enough.
We all know what you use the left hand for. Carry on.
Did she just say that? She's just encouraging.
It's all right, it's because I've lived in Cairo. tweeted?
No one, they've all gone. Inside Maidstone Mag, surprisingly.
Oh, hello, good morning.
And a new listener, Hazel Adley, who is a coach.
Okay. I was going to say, Inside Maidstone have a lovely food column called the Scoff and Quaff food column.
Really
fabulous, yeah.
Where
fabulous.
Do they get that from? Cairo.
You can read all about donkey what's
cheese.
Going on in Kent.
Stuffed camel.
Did you know
what
Rebecca and Paul Andrews? What? Renowned chefs come home to Kent. Renowned restaurateurs and chefs, the Tanner brothers, are set to open a new pub in Bidborough next month. Originally, they're from Tunbridge Wells, Chris and James, and they've been heavily involved with the planning and the refurbishment of the village pub, which will be known as the Kentish Hare, formerly the Hare and Hounds. Great marketing that. I love the name, the Kentish Hare. Brilliant. Mm. The pub was purchased from Enterprise Inns by local residents Sir Keith and Lady Maureen Mills in June of last year. And Lady Mills has a passion for interior design. Oh, I wonder if she'd come round mine. And has been working alongside the Tanner brothers to completely redesign and refurbish the pub. And Lady Mills said, I'm pleased to announce this joint venture with Chris and James. They bring huge experience and will, I'm sure, build a bold reputation, a strong reputation for high quality food coupled with great service. And Chris and James were born and bred in Tunbridge Wells, and they established their now famous restaurant Tanner's in 1999 in Plymouth in Devon. Have you ever been to Tanner's, Paul Andrews?
I've not been to Tanner's. I have been to Plymouth.
I've never, I don't know if I've been. I've been to Polperrow, but that's Cornwall, isn't it?
Polperrow is in Cornwall.
Polperrow.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been there and I really enjoyed it. I had Cornish pasties, half jam.
I've been to Paradise.
Oh, have you?
But I've never been to me.
You're not playing that, are you?
No.
Thank the Lord. But I had a half Cornish pasty. It was half jam and half savoury in Polperrow.
Really?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Was it?
Yeah, you eat the savoury bit first and then you have the jam bit.
Really?
That's what they used to take down to tin mine.
Down tin mine. Were there a lot of tin mines in Yorkshire?
Oh, I don't know. So this little pub, the Tanner's in Plymouth, which is what we were talking about.
Were we?
Is
why were we talking about the Tanner's in Plymouth? Any particular reason?
Because, Paul Andrews, it's listed in all major food guides and was awarded Restaurant of the Year for England in 2007 and 8, the AAA guide. And in 2006, they opened the highly successful brasserie, the Barbican Kitchen, housed in the famous Plymouth Gin Distillery.
Right.
And they've written several cookery books as well. Can I read out the website? I think
are
I
we
will.
Back to the Kentish Hare yet?
Yeah, Kentish
okay,
Hare.
We're back in Kent.
It's a very long press release.
Yeah.
The Kentish Hare will open to the public from Saturday the 10th of May. And please visit www.thekentishhare.com. And there's a phone number, which is 01-892-525-709. And actually, the Scoff and Quaff team have been invited for the launch.
Really?
And we will be going.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
I shall get a driver so I can drink.
No change there, then. Do you know what we shall do now?
Tunage.
Mm. We're going to play a bit of tunage.
Oh, somebody on the organ.
A bit of wet, wet, wet.
Oh, I do love Martin.
Angel Eyes.
Yeah. And we've had Angel Chocolate Lady on.
Well, see, it's great how this show comes together when you have a top producer on the case.
Yeah, well, the one that turns my mics off.
No, you turned your own mics off.
I did not.
And then you broke the headphones. And then you got the spit guard in a tangle. And that's all my fault, is it? Anyway,
oh,
let's listen
like
to this.
A bit of Marty. I'm going to take that all that I can get. With those angel eyes, you make sense. You sense all the time. Say I'm going to stay.
shops in Kent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, Martley Pellow and the gang from Wet 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 there with Angel Eyes. And welcome back to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 15th of April. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show now our first guest today, Rebecca Robertson. Hello, chicken.
Hello, chicken.
You're right.
Hello, chicken.
You're right.
If you're following me on Twitter, that you'll know what I'm talking about.
There's a little hashtag, is it?
Yeah.
Bit of fun. If you can't have a bit of fun when you run a business, then, you know.
Absolutely. And that's our philosophy. If you can't have a bit of fun on the radio, when can you have a bit of fun?
Exactly.
Welcome to the Business Bunker, Rebecca.
Thanks
it's
for having me.
Absolutely brilliant to have you on. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and a bit about what you do?
Okay, how long have I got? How long is it before you're going to keep
hour and
me?
A half.
About an hour and a half.
Yep. Yeah. I'll just sit here and eat chocolates.
Yeah. Which is what, that's her skill. That's her superior skill.
It's a good
is
skill
eating.
To have.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I'm the director of Evolution for Women, and we're female financial planners putting a feminine touch to finance. Mm. And our goal really is to help women be more empowered with their money. And also to bring more women into financial services.
Right, okay.
I do have male and female clients.
Right.
As I'm a financial planner, not
only male and female? Nothing in between?
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, she's got the odd alpaca financial advisor.
Yeah.
But they go down a storm. They're soft, you see.
I have a six-year-old that's trying to be like a little mini-me that's trying to, yeah, so children are involved in there somewhere. So, yes, we put a feminine touch to finance and lots of things going on in the business at the moment.
Mm.
So it's quite exciting times, really. There's lots of things going on Google Plus and on Twitter and lots of trying to sort of bring a different touch to finance because I've been in the industry a very long time.
Mm.
I started when I was 19 working in a bank. And then when I was a regional sales manager, when I got made redundant, I was 14 weeks pregnant. So after coming back into the industry after a little while, it didn't really fit with where I wanted to be with my family, the hours, the environment.
Sure.
And I thought, well, I need to find a home. Why should I leave, you know, a career that I love?
Mm.
Because there's not the right place for me. And I couldn't find anywhere.
Mm.
And I thought, I can't be the only woman that's been in this position where, you know, you've had a family and, you know, you want to stay being a professional
mm.
and have a career, but actually not find out where that would be. So I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to start my own. So I did. So that's what.
And why not?
And why not? And it's my third anniversary in August. So I'll be
congratulations.
Having a
little, well
yeah,
done.
I'll be having a little drinky somewhere, which everyone's invited to, just to celebrate.
Can we have the address?
I haven't got a date booked, but I'll tweet you.
Yeah,
let you know.
Yeah. Tweet me with the hashtag.
She'll be there.
Hello, chicken.
Yeah. She'll be there. Anything involving food or drink, she'll be there.
And I'll make sure Angela, the chocolate angel's there. So
oh, yes.
Make sure you come along. So, yes, it's going really, really well. The business is going really well. I've got my first open morning for new recruits in June, and I've got my first full-on proper training course for new starters. So I am recruiting.
Right.
So, yeah, it's brilliant times, really exciting. On the 29th of April, I've got a Google Hangout,
wow.
which you can find on my website, www.evolutionforwomen.co.uk, /4-business. If you check out that website, you will get the link to the Google Plus. And it's basically all about businesses being able to manage their money. So as a business owner myself and as a financial planner, I sort of go back to basics of a lot of my financial advice, and that's actually about money management and making the most of the money you've already got. People are often, you know, complaining about the fact they haven't got things. Well, actually, you might have more than you think you have. So the Google Hangout on the 29th is all about helping women and men and businesses just sort of take a rain check on their finances and their cash flow and work out how you can make more of the business money and your personal money that you've already got.
Fabulous. I just want to make sure that I've got this in my head. She has to cough all over the microphone now. The financial services that you're involved in, you're not an IFA or anything like that. It's about managing finances and managing money and the whole thing around financial things.
I think what you're picking up on is that I do things quite differently.
Yeah.
So traditionally, an independent financial advisor, an IFA, is somebody that's independent and they give financial advice, quite obviously. But in terms of regulation, that means that products that they offer, advice that they give, is around investments and pensions and mortgages and maybe some life insurance or some business insurance, for example. So I do, I'm a financial planner, non-investment, so I do all those things apart from investments, personally. I can refer, however, I don't personally give advice on investment. So I am actually regulated. My company is known to the FCA. I'm an authority to the Financial Services Authority, so I am a regulated person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everything that I do, so even talking today, my compliance department was, you know, giving me disclaimers and things that I I'm not allowed to say. So everything that I do, everything on my website, is all very much regulated. But I feel that sometimes you know, investing money and wanting to do more of your finances, a lot of people really feel like, well, actually I haven't got any money to invest. And my planning comes down to really basic 101. So, you know, looking at the money you've already got, how you're spending it, how you can make more of what you've already got. So the things that I can offer more sort of product advice on, if you like, is the insurances and mortgages and that sort of thing.
Cool.
So, yeah, hopefully that clarifies.
Yeah, and that does. And I'm totally in tune with what you're saying and what you're offering as a businessman myself and as a business angel investor. And you know, quite frankly, I've been in business 25 odd years for myself, and for an awful lot of that time I was really rubbish at managing my money, because it wasn't what I wanted to do, and it wasn't what, you know, I mean, I went into business to do the things I wanted to do, not to, you know, do the accounts, basically. And it takes you a long time, or it can do, as a business person, to realise how important it is to manage your money effectively, and how crucial it is to the effect, you know, having an effective business. And having discovered that for myself, despite the fact that it wasn't what I wanted to do, it's one of the things I look at when I'm investing in businesses. And you quite, you know, because basically you look at balance sheets and you look at profit and losses and you go, blimey, you haven't really leveraged your assets very well here, have you? And people go, what? And so you're absolutely right. It is something that is needed, and it's needed by an awful lot of business people, especially micro and small businesses.
Definitely.
Because people don't go into business, you know, unless they're in the industry like yourself. They don't go into business to be, you know, to do financial stuff. They go in to do flower arranging or photography or whatever their business does.
Exactly. And I've learned quite recently about like wealth profiling, and understanding what you're good at. So one of the habits I have is that, oh, I can take on the world, I can do anything. So I sort of take on too many hats. And it's accepting what you are good at and what you're not good at. And if you're not good at finances, and that's not something you're great at, that's fine. You know, get a bookkeeper, get some help, get an accountant. They are absolutely fantastic in getting you on, you know, are you, you know, being tax efficient? Are you managing your accounts correctly? But, you know, my accountant isn't the one that's stopping me or starting me to invest. They're not the one that's telling me what I should and shouldn't be doing. So I still have to have a grasp and an understanding about, you know, if I've got an opportunity that presents me, can I actually afford to invest in that? And I need to know where my money is to enable me to do that. So, yeah, it's really aimed mainly at startups and small businesses, because it takes an awful long time before any business at a point that they actually, doesn't matter how much they've got coming into their account, because they're quite happy, they're quite comfortable, and they know that they're going to get paid. Often when you're running a business, it's not like that, and it's like money's not talked about. It's like this embarrassing thing, you know. If I've been there at the start, I know what it's like. It's really, really hard work. Working out, okay, I need to get some business cards, how am I going to pay for them? And really managing your cash flow is all about that.
Absolutely. One of the long-term supporters of Channel Radio here is Jamie O'Connell from Credit Control Solutions, a credit control company. And it's amazing how difficult they can find it, trying to get small businesses to pay attention to the importance of credit control. Because, you know, so many people, as you kind of intimated there, are terrified about talking about money. So even the people owe them money, they're very reluctant to ring them up and go, "Oi, are you going to pay my bill or what?"
Oh, that's so true. I see so many, well, I deal a lot, obviously, a lot with women in business, and I've lots of lots of clients that are male, but mainly I've been dealing with women, and I generally find that they are so lovely and so nice to everybody that they don't want to say, "Oh, by the way, your invoice is due now." They often won't even put a due date on their invoice, and they have nobody chasing them. Credit control just doesn't exist at all. And it's okay to actually ask for that money. That's due to you. You've provided that service, so actually it's yours. You need to have it.
What kind of time length are you leaving now for putting on an invoice? Sort of 14 days or what's the going? Or pay now? I've seen some pay nows on invoices recently, actually.
I think it depends
payment
on what you're,
immediately.
I think it's what you're doing. I mean, recently I did an advertisement in a magazine, and the invoice was due sooner than I expected. So I think it's really important when you're doing anything that you actually ask the question, what are your invoice turnaround times? You know, what are your terms and conditions? I know I've got where my business cards are produced. They're really great. I know this is all about, you know, your cash flow management. I know if I order them a certain date that I've actually probably got about 6 weeks before I've got to pay.
Good.
Yeah, because by the time they've actually produced their invoice and sent it to me. But then this magazine that I was doing, to no one's error, it was my oversight. I didn't realise that actually the due date on that invoice was actually going to be sooner than what I expected. So I think it's about asking the question, because everyone seems to be a little bit different.
Sure. No, that is true. I mean, it all depends, doesn't it? In my business, for instance, I'm in a lucky position. Although it's not totally lucky, because I did kind of make it happen. I insist on payment in advance, which is okay if you can do it.
I think it depends on the service that you're providing. Yeah. So for me, if I'm doing, for example, a mortgage or a will, and I charge a fee for that, it's very competitive. But then I actually don't pressurise my clients. I actually say to them, just, you know, pay me by the end of the month, normally when they've got paid. So if that's 14 days, great. If it's 28, if it's, you know, that's fine.
It's interesting, because on Scoff and Quaff, because it's a fairly new show, it's just 2 years old, but we had a client that was on, and you know, people pay to help, because I pay for the airtime, and was somebody that came on, she said, "We really want to come on, but we really can't afford it. We're a startup and we're just doing all the summer seasons." And I just you know, I had a really good vibe about them, and I just said to her, "Look, you pay when you feel comfortable," and it's absolutely, and she was gobsmacked, you know. She just, it was lovely, and she wrote me a really nice email, and I said, you know, pay at the end of the summer when you've done your stuff and you've got some money coming in, because she was a startup. And then she actually was fighting to pay it a month earlier, so it sort of turned it all around, but it was nice.
I think it's relationships, isn't it? But having those relationships with people that you're working with, I certainly would not be out there here now and working and doing as well as I am now if it wasn't for the relationships I've formed with people. You know, and just a massive thank you to the business community in Kent, because they are fabulous. I love you all.
Absolutely. That's teed me up nicely for a little bit of a rant.
Don't be grumpy.
No, I'm going to be grumpy. This is a positive rant.
Oh, good.
Because it's one of the things, I did mention it at the Kent Women in Business Awards, but everybody was drunk, so they probably weren't listening.
I videoed you, actually.
Did you? Yeah, and then probably called it Snake Hips and posted it somewhere nasty.
If you want to follow Paul's
off-duty
life, it's Snake Hips.
It's a spoof account. I have this big theory about what's happening in business, and it's a change from big to small. But one of the other catalysts behind that is what I'm calling social business. Business now is much more about building relationships and social and community than it ever was. You know, we've been through 30 years of being fobbed off by companies, you know, with evil IVR boxes and other telephone paraphernalia that basically is there to prevent you talking to a human being. And so many large corporates now don't want to talk to you that people have got fed up with that, and they want a relationship, they want a social interaction, and community is really, really important. And I do see that as the future, and it's one of the things I love about what you're doing in your business, because you're not just selling your expertise as a financial advisor. You're also doing stuff like Google Hangouts and stuff like that. Tell us about some of the other things you're doing, because you're doing networking groups and all kinds of things. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I try and give back as much as possible. There's lots of loads of networking groups out there, and I attend probably half of them myself. But I found that I had a group of particularly small business women that sort of I got to know and I was spending a lot of time with. And you know, I've had my own small but very successful networking group called Evo Girls. And we meet once a month as members, and then we also meet once a month as non-members. And for example, next month we've got a vision workshop that we're running. The month after we have got a business planning workshop, because actually a lot of them don't have a business plan, and just knowing where you are again with the business and your goals and where you're going is just really, really important. And it's all about, I mean, for example, I went to, it was Evo Girls this morning. I had to leave a little bit earlier to get here, and there was a lady there called Sonia. So hi there, Sonia, if you're listening.
Hello, Sonia.
Hello, Sonia.
I know that she's just in the middle of setting up a new company, but because of her previous experience, she's got some great connections. And I met a week and a half ago at another CEO Mums. It's a London ladies networking group. A lovely lady called Elizabeth, who was just absolutely breathtakingly inspirational. 2 days ago, she buried her daughter, and she was there. And I just thought, you're just amazing. Right. And she's actually setting up a business that Sonia was doing before. Right. Sonia no longer is.
I said, so hang on. 2 days before she buried her daughter,
she's just amazing lady.
That's incredible.
And I just thought, okay, so Sonia's not doing this anymore, and this new Elizabeth is. You two have got to talk. And I think this happens quite a lot, and now they're going to arrange a one-to-one and have a chat and help each other. Mm. And it's those communities and that pointing people in the right direction, helping each other, that you then find that people then do that for you. And it's not because you give to receive. It's just that, you know, that law of attraction and everyone helping each other really does work. And that's right. What Evo Girls is all about.
Fabulous. No, you're absolutely right. It does work. And you know, it is about building that community. You're absolutely right, Becky. Look, give us a shout out for your websites and all that kind of stuff. Although we have got links on the Business Bunker show already, but give us a shout out anyway.
Well, the main one I would just mention is my website, because actually most of the links are on my website already. Yep. So it's www.evolution4women.co.uk. My Twitter's on there, my LinkedIn's on there, my Facebook page is on there, and also if you go to the for business section, you have the link then to the Google Hangouts.
Fabulous. For the moment, Becky, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. It's been an absolute pleasure hearing from you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, and sure, feel free to join in. I'm sure we'll come back to you at various times.
At Jules over there, she said,
we all giggle at Jules. That's the only reason we have her here.
She's very entertaining.
Because we need someone to giggle at. But for the moment, Becky, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show.
I find it very interesting what you said, and we will have a long chat afterwards.
Uh-oh.
At my place with some Prosecco.
Uh-oh. We've had loads and loads of tweets in. We've had a tweet from Val Witter of I54 New Media on the Twitter, who is listening to the show at the moment. We've also had a tweet from Susie Ibaletti over there in Crowborough, and Susie's a copywriter, so thank you for listening in, Susie. And for tweeting in. And I've had a really interesting tweet from a lady that I'm going to meet in a couple of weeks' time, and I'm really looking forward to it, because she has some fabulous ideas to talk about. A lady called Sharon Goodyear.
Oh, yeah.
And she has said, you really are what you eat. Visit bar 15, that's bar15.info, for practical help to eat less sugar.
Oh, sugar is a terrible, terrible thing. but the government have just noticed it. It's taken them, like, I don't know, 150 years to notice.
Yeah.
You know, they've always said it was fat, but it's not fat.
No, don't ever believe anything the government ever says about anything. But, yeah, sugar's a problem. And Sharon, I'm going to bring you some news about Sharon later on. Yeah, she says, well, tucking into a box of chocolates. Yeah, but... So that's bar15.info, and you can follow Sharon on the Twitter at Sharon Goodyear. That's Sharon, Sharon Goodyear. Sharon Goodyear. Do give her a follow on the Twitter. VIP Room Beauty has also tweeted that they're listening, and that's another new
listener.
I
wonder where they're based.
Let's see if we can find out.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Meanwhile, while you look, Kent and Victor Chambers...
West Yorkshire.
Oh, AOP's a long way to go for a manicure.
Yeah.
You see, you are going global.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be quite handy if I was going up to Yorkshire for a pint of Timmy Taylor's and a Stamford pork pie, which I used to do. I used to walk in Skipton round Deal, and then I'd go and have a pint there.
What, taking your whippet?
Yeah, take my whippet and my
take
pigeon.
Take your whippet round Dale's.
And racing pigeon.
Yeah.
And I'd have a pint of...
Stamford pie.
And a pint of Timmy Taylor's. Yeah, I used to be quite fit in those days, and hike up moors and things.
What happened, Duck?
I don't know. My ex-husband...
I don't really know.
He used to like that.
I don't really know.
That's Mavis, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit of Lancashire, really, isn't it?
Yeah, Mavis.
Hey, we've had an interesting tweet.
The thing is, the last time I looked at Coronation Street was when, what was her name? Minnie Ogden and what's the hairnet one?
Ina Sharples.
Oh, yeah, Ina Sharples.
Yeah, that was 1953, Jules.
It was the last time I watched.
Was it?
Blimey. I used to watch that in Crossroads.
In black and white.
Yeah.
We've had a interesting tweet.
I think we shared a telly with a neighbour.
I'm sure you did. Party telly.
And a party line.
Absolutely.
Am I boring you?
Yeah, you are. I'm trying to read this tweet. Every time I start reading it, you come out with some other nonsense about some television show you haven't watched for 42 years.
Go on then, darling. Read out.
Cameron Norris, who's from a Twitter handle, which is Cameron3, the number 3, Deal. And he's a new listener and a new follower, and he's tweeted to Business Bunker, and he said, what small business do the people listening to the show think should open in Sandwich?
A sandwich business, I think, would go down quite well.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
With fillings. Well, I do love sandwich. I went there, had a row once with my new husband, and
stomped off the sandwich.
I did. I stomped off with my then son, who's now 18. So he was, I don't know, about 8. And I stomped off with my son, and it was a Sunday. And so I was like a single parent, darling, on a Sunday, mooching around with one child. But I really liked it. Walked along the, what's it called, you know, a canal thing. Something straight with water in it. Not a river.
No, it is a canal.
Yeah.
There is a canal.
And then there was a lovely pub on the corner. I really like Sandwich. What's the transport like there for getting up to London and things? Not good or...? High speed links.
I don't know if they are, because they're fairly close to Ramsgate, though, so you get a high speed train from Ramsgate.
So this person wanting to open a business.
No, he didn't say he did. He just said, what small business do people of Sandwich want to see open?
I wonder what he does. Have a look.
Well, his Twitter handle is Cameron3Deal, so let me have a look.
Well, he's in Deal then, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in Deal.
So he's wanting to.
Deal Community Projects is what he runs.
Okay.
So presumably they're starting on Sandwich Community
Projects.
Well, let's
put it out to the listener. Yeah. Now, look, Gullen's employment is moaning. He said, as a previous inhabitant of the North, please stop with the accents.
That's Amanda Finn.
Yeah.
That'll be Amanda. Yeah. Sorry, Amanda.
She's upset.
Yeah. Hello, chicken. Yeah. Sorry, Amanda. Sorry about that.
Whip it.
Yeah, we just offended everybody. Luckily, there's only one person in Yorkshire listening to us, plus Amanda, who's originally from Yorkshire.
Timmy, we used to have, what's her name that used to, the Yorkshire team, we used to say Tetley T to her, the lovely lady that used to come on the show.
Oh, Suzanne Wood.
Yeah, where's she gone?
I haven't spoken to Susanna for ages. Fiberglass girl, she was known
That's
as
right.
on the Twitter.
Yeah. Well, we'll have
another
to find her.
Another Yorkshire lass.
Whitstable Stove Shop are saying, finally getting to listen. Should I do it in Yorkshire? Finally getting
Why? To... Why? Mark is not from Yorkshire. He's from Whitstable.
No, but Gullens would appreciate it.
No, they wouldn't.
Finally getting to listen to Kent Biz Radio programme on now, they say. And they've said they've been so busy installing stoves. So hello, Mark Smith.
Hello, Mark.
I haven't seen Smithy for ages.
No. I'm trying to entice him to come on the show, but he's very busy
at
the moment.
Well, he can come down with me.
He's busy up a chimney and stuff.
Now, BeFast Friends have annoyed me already.
Really? That's surprising.
Yeah, and it's only 1:45. Right. They've said, good afternoon, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, and Jules Serkin as an afterthought.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's
Quite
annoyed
right.
me.
Go for it, guys.
Yeah, that's annoyed me.
Yeah. Good. Keep it up. We've had a tweet from Amy McManus, who is known as Hopsticks on the Twitter, and she's on the show next week, and she is so excited.
Oh.
And we're looking forward to you being on, Amy, next week. That'll be brilliant.
Well, she's so excited now. What's she going to be like next Tuesday?
I know. It's going to be loads of fun, isn't it?
I wonder if she's any relation to Mick McManus. the wrestler. Do you remember him? You're of an age.
Listen. Are we going to do entirely your reminiscence of the 1960s or
probably.
What? Yeah. We're going to have Jackie Palow and Mick McManus.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
I used
do.
To sit on my dad's knee and eat banana sandwiches every Saturday afternoon and watch. And they were awful, weren't they, those wrestlers?
Yeah.
Mick McMahon, they used to whap each other over and jump on each other.
Kendo Nagasaki, that was the one.
I don't know that one.
No,
I thought that was a Japanese car.
No, it's a guy in a mask.
Oh,
don't you remember that?
No, my dad only liked Mick McManus.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Jules has gone tonto.
Kent Invicta Chamber.
Thank you, Kimasabi.
Makes a change from Commando. Kent Invicta Chamber have workshops. Mm-hmm. Love the way you clear your throat on air. Mm-hmm. Employment law update, they say. This is 8:30 to 12. Members are £70, including VAT. And they're talking about the recent developments in employment law and future changes, Thursday the 24th of April 2014. So that sounds like a good one. Mm. And then also they're doing, this is a good one for anyone that likes a bit of discipline, investigating discipline and grievances in the workplace. That's 8:30 to 12 o'clock. Members are £70. Non-members are 80, including VAT. And they're talking about discipline, grievances, wrongful, unfair and constructive dismissal. I should say that in a German, perhaps a strict accent, maybe. Constructive. Thursday the 8th of May 2014. Anybody else? Oh, the Brownies. Must talk about them. We've had Will Britton. He's been tweeting this morning, and the lovely Janice Watton. So this is business networking, Best Western Abbotts Barton Hotel, supported by the FSB. Thursday of this week, 7 a.m. to 9, 10 o'clock, £10 per person, and that is Eric Homewood from the Federation of Small Businesses will be there. He's the speaker, and you can book your place events at castlewoodhotels.com. Janice Watton. Also, it's the Whitstable Business Tweet Up, which is at Hotel Continental in Whitstable, 10 till 12. I won't be there because I'm with Michel Roux Jr. at the Shipbourne Farmers Market.
Are you indeed?
Yeah, because SCOFF, Superior Show, has been invited. SCOFF is 11 to 12 every Tuesday morning.
Talking about shows, we've had a tweet from Zoe Cairns who asked if I'd mention the Zoe Cairns social media show here on Channel Radio on Mondays at 11 o'clock. Do tune in. It's a really cracking show.
And tweet them.
And tweet them. And that's at Zoe_Cairns, C-A-I-R-N-S. If anybody out there in the entire universe has never heard of Zoe, I can't imagine there's anyone left of the 9 billion people on the planet that don't already follow Zoe. But the ZC social media radio show here on Channel Radio on Mondays at 11 o'clock is a cracking show. And you really need to be listening in, or at least listening on the catch-up. Because you can always
catch
listen.
Up.
Yeah, catch up.
Oh, sorry.
You silly woman. Everything comes down to food with
chips,
her, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can I have chips with me, ketchup?
Yeah.
So do listen to that. It's a cracking show and well worth a listen.
Oh, and you've got the Fat Carrot. Now, she's come over from Scoff and Quaff, you see. She's merged into the Business Bunker.
Jane, we've rescued you.
Jane Apps.
We've rescued Jane from her Scoff and Quaff hell and liberated her onto the Business Bunker show.
She came onto Scoff and Quaff a couple of weeks back dressed as a goose. Not
and she
quite
did
sure
indeed,
why.
And I've got a photograph of it as well.
A goosey.
Just to prove
not
it.
Not a chicken.
Not a chicken. No, hello goose.
Hello chicken.
Yeah.
But she says she's listening and enjoying the Business Bunker show. There must be one person that enjoys it. Whilst making butternut squash, cashew nut and tarragon strudels. Ooh, that sounds
you
nice.
You hussy. That sounds really tempting.
And may I say, Jane Apps, that I recommended you to a friend of mine who's a vegetarian, and it's Kane Cohen in Faversham, if they call you, and they are an IFA, and Sue Kane and Nick Kane, and they work very closely with solicitors there. So
cool.
Hopefully they'll call you.
Yep. We've had a tweet from Donna Steele saying that she's listening in too, so thank you, Donna, and welcome to the Business Bunker show. It's good to hear from you. Sorry, my Twitter's just crashed.
We've had the After Hours Club writing in to say 6 p.m. to 7:30. No need to book, just turn up. Where can you find your next new clients? This popular and highly successful casual networking event is coming to a venue near you. So Tuesday the 15th of April, that's tonight at the Abbotts Barton in Canters. Tuesday 15th of April with the fabulous F Keys Limited at Rochester. Tuesday the 22nd of April at the Russell Hotel. I love Russell, do you? Maidstone, Tuesday 6th of May, the Conningbrook Hotel, Ashford. And Tuesday the 6th of May, the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, Dartford. Details on the Kent Business Radio website after the show, but it's kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage, Paul
we're,
Andrews.
We're going to listen to Sinatra making love on a mountaintop.
Oh, I say. I heard that this morning on an inferior show.
Did you? Which show was that then?
An inferior one, Zoe Ball.
Ah, right, okay. And Chris Evans' show.
No, it was Zoe Ball.
Yeah.
After Chris Evans.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show.
Quite puffed out after all that love on the mountain, weren't
you?
Yeah, I don't
know
about you. But
that was a Sunita version. It's quite good,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Hard work, isn't it, though?
It is,
that,
indeed.
You know, up and down the mountain.
Absolutely. Keep your tweets coming in. We've still got loads of tweets.
Well,
we've got loads of emails to read and stuff like that. We're a bit concerned because our other guest hasn't shown up and we're hoping he's all right.
I wonder if he's been hypnotised.
Yeah. So, Robert, if you are stuck out there somewhere, do give us a call or something. But we hope you're all right anyway and, you know, nothing untoward's happened.
Now, I've had a text or a tweet from Will Britton, who's the fabulous chef at the Abbott Spartan Hotel. And he says... Jules and Paul, look at our, in that order, look at our a la carte menu, and they've got pan-seared king scallops, which is my one weakness,
That's your, like, third weakness, I think.
Yes, it's my one weakness.
She has 9,000 weaknesses.
Blinis with orange and mint marinated Stonegate Sussex something. I can't read because it's on my iPhone. And Devonshire white crab. And I do love a crab. I do love crabs. Confit of Gressingham duck lollipops. What's a duck lollipop? Don't know. Lovely. What's a duck lollipop? Do you know?
That doesn't sound very appealing to me.
That sounds... Oh, it sounds... Why, are you vegetarian?
I just don't like the idea of a duck on a lollipop.
It won't be. It'll be duck crackling with sweet pepper relish, cucumber, spiced yoghurt dressing.
Lollipops. Lollipops are normally little meat things on a skewer, aren't they?
You see, he is man about town, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then there's...
That's the posh places that he goes to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
you know. But they do them in Wagamama's.
He drives a Porsche,
they do lollipops in Wagamama's.
I know, my heart bled for him this morning when he's like, he got a chip on his windscreen.
I know. Main course is pan-fried monkfish tail. Lovely. I can't read anymore because it's
she's dribbling, listener. we've had an interesting tweet from Alex Waterson over there in Medway. F Keys.
Yes.
And he said he's got a large black and white A4, A3 photocopier for sale, if anybody would like to buy one.
Oh.
It's a Canon GP215 Buyer Collects. Further information by following him at F Keys, or you can ring Medway 01634 512 345. So if you fancy a black and white A4, A3 photocopier, going cheap.
Is that the first time we've ever sold anything on the show? I think
quite
it
possibly.
Might be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be, except for our souls, of course.
Yeah.
Which we do every week.
I've got an interesting email
here as
well.
Have you? Interesting member?
Yeah, no, I was tweeting during the week about more people adding their community links to our Business Bunker website.
Yeah.
And a lady tweeted me and asked if she could add a link, and I duly did it. And then I said to her, if you're doing anything, you ought to let us know. And she went, oh, I didn't know we could do that. So she then sent me an email with some of her upcoming events, and I'm more than happy to give this a shout because it's a very worthy cause. And they are an organisation called ASD Ashford, and they have some upcoming training and workshops. They have an autism awareness training with Austin Hughes, Professionals Day, on the 28th of April from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taking place at International House, Dover Place, Ashford in Kent. I happen to know where that is because I'm a director of a charity that's also based there, and it's smack opposite the International Railway Station.
Which charity are you a director of?
Finding Futures. And this is a full-day session and covers all the basics, but in a way that leaves professionals able to use the knowledge gained to better understand autism and put in place strategies. Topics included are what autism actually is, the autistic spectrum explained, and quick intro to sensory issues, challenging behaviour, and changing the way that we think about autism. So if you're interested in that, I've got a link to a website, which I'll read in a moment, because there's also a coffee and chat group meeting on the 29th of April, that's the next day, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m, again at International House, Dover Place, Ashford. And it's a chance to meet other parents and carers in a relaxed environment, as well as access to advice and support. So that's a coffee and chat on the 29th of April. You can find out all about that. Yeah, go.
No, I wasn't interrupting you. I was putting my hand up. So
this is
I
Becky
go
now.
Next, but yeah. Sorry, going to carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, interrupt. Oh, right. Interrupt. Go on.
I'm taking over your job now, Jules. Yeah. I just wanted to...
better at it.
Thank you. Interrupt. I'm more polite about it, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm very polite. It's been said.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do a little shout out for a lady that I've known for a few years now. And she actually...
Is it your mum?
No.
Oh, very funny. Very droll.
Her name's Claire Knowles, and anyone that's sold anything online via Facebook has probably heard of a Facebook group that has many, many followers called Mad Cafe. And they have lots of different swap shops groups on Facebook. She's got over 40,000 Kent users. And for a very long time, she's a mum of four. And for a very long time, she's actually wanted to bring the that as a business model actually into profit, because she just run the whole groups for nothing. And she's actually having her launch of her new website after many years of having some bad experiences with people letting her down on the 26th of April. So it's literally been almost 5 years in the making. And I just wanted to congratulate Claire on really striving herself and pushing herself when she's got four children and running the groups, and she's actually having her launch of her new website, which is going to be www.madcafe.co.uk.
Fabulous.
And on there, that she has actually a Kent Traders group on Facebook, and you have to be like accredited, so you have to give all your details from an accreditation perspective, and to make sure that you are a good tradesperson, for example.
Yeah.
And that is coming over to the website, and it will be like a, you know, all SEO upped. A bit like another Yale, but it's sort of a swap shop come...
When you're saying a swap shop, are you saying like clothes and food and trampolines and everything?
You name it. She's got about 16 groups, I think, she's got, all doing different things. And it's called Mad Cafe because it's mums and
So it's
dads.
A bit like a free cycle sort of thing, perhaps?
Yeah, but it's a bit more like... an eBay, I guess, but without the auction side.
Cool. You need to get, what's her name, Kathy?
No, it's Claire Knowles.
Claire Knowles, sorry, Claire. You ought to get Claire to drop us an email about that, and we'll cover that in a bit more depth on another
and
show.
She can come on
brilliant.
The show or phone in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, no, that'd be brilliant. I just want to read out the website for the autism guys as well, although there is a link to it on the Bunker
Kent
website already.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
It's www.asdashford, all one word, asdashford.com, and you can find out about both those workshops that they're doing there. We've had a tweet in from Natalia Beneg as well, who on the
Natalie.
The gorgeous Natalie Beneg. And she, on the Twitter, she's Kent Creative Art. And she says, Paul, you are so right about relationships. And yet so many people still are not social or community orientated. You're absolutely right. It is all about that.
I bet she said it in a more French way than
she
that.
Would have said it in a very gorgeously French accent.
She looked gorgeous at the Kent Women in Business Awards.
She did indeed. And
stunning.
She was at the Maidstone Creative event last night as
She was wearing beautiful jewel colours.
I had my photo taken with her.
Ah. Do you know, I saw that picture of you singing in the booth.
Yeah.
You do realise I never got into that booth.
No.
Because I left and...
I was just singing and they put the booth around me. I don't know why.
I was doing
a bit of my way.
Yeah, I know. My way. I saw it. Fat Carrot says, thanks for recommending us to your veggie friends, Jules Serkin. Perhaps you could all come along to our next charity pop-up on the 31st of May at Offham. And if you want to know details of that, go on to the Fat Carrot website or follow her at the Fat Carrot 11 if you like veggie food, which we do. Leslie Cookman is saying something looks unbelievably pretentious. Oh, that's a bit rude. I'm not going to read that out. Sorry.
So is this your stalker again?
No. There's someone that sometimes says inappropriate... She's lovely, but she says inappropriate things, and I put a menu
this
on...
This will be your sister or something, would
no,
it?
No, it's a writer in Whitstable that follows me, but I put a menu out, and she said it looks unbelievably pretentious.
Hmm.
Sometimes you just shouldn't say things on Twitter, should you? She said something else when I was talking about Miriam. I put them together, and she said, I've never heard of her. And I just thought, don't say that on Twitter.
Mm. It looks like our other guest has just arrived.
Oh, I'll go and get him.
Yeah, if you would.
Is he?
Yeah, if you would, and we'll probably need another set of headphones or unless we can repatriate.
I will go
Becky's.
And get him. You carry
okay,
on.
Okay, thank you. We've got a tweet here from Metis Women on the Twitter, known as Metis Women UK. And they say, Vanilla Web, loving the show today. Please mention us. We're popping up in Deal on Tuesday the 22nd. And Faversham this Thursday. So that's Metis Women. They have given me a link. Let me see if I can quickly see what that's about and give you... it's an Eventbrite link. So what I'll do, it's about workshops they're doing in various places. So what I'll do is I'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio website and you can follow up on that later. Or you can follow them on the Twitter by following them at Metis Women UK. So thank you for that. Ladies, and they've got some workshops in Deal on the 22nd and Faversham this Thursday. Righty ho. We've got 28 more email tweets just come in. Our second guest has just joined us in the studio, which is really lovely.
Sorry he's late. He got hypnotised on the way in.
We'll let him gather himself first before we drag him into the show, because we've got a little bit of time. So I think you can read an email. I'll read an email, and then you can read an email. There's a new hospitality offering at Epsom for 2014. It's the new and exclusive Silks Pavilion has been introduced for the 2014 Investec Derby Festival in collaboration with Epsom Downs Racecourse. Set within the upper Tattenham enclosure, the pavilion's private terrace alongside the rail offers excellent views of the home straight each day of the festival, including Ladies' Day on Friday the 6th of June and the Investec Derby Festival on Saturday the 7th of June, which attracts crowds in excess of 125,000 each year. The Silks Pavilion guests will enjoy their own dedicated tote betting service and live race coverage on large TV screens within the marquee. A PIMS reception on arrival, complimentary bar throughout the day, three-course luncheon, afternoon cream tea, and live musical entertainment. Jules, come back.
I love a PIMS.
And all included in the exclusive Silks package, while guest jockeys and tipsters will be on hand to discuss the day's runners and riders. Prices are £209 plus VAT per person for Ladies' Day and £229 plus VAT per person for Derby Day, and tables of 10 are available. If you'd like to find out more about it, you can go to their website, which is EpsomSilkHospitality.com, or you can follow them on the Twitter at Silks Enclosure.
Epsom Silk. It's always nice in a bath, isn't it?
No, that's Epsom Salts you're thinking of.
I know, I was joking. I was being facetious.
Really?
I was being
facetious. Oh, really? Were you?
Well, sometimes I think that you really think I mean you. Britain's Restaurant have come back and they're saying, completed the marathon, book your table, bring your medal, free main course. Lunch, 16th to 19th of April. There's a good one, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oops, absolutely. Do you know what?
Tunage?
No, we haven't got time for tunage.
I've lost track.
Yeah,
I think we've played two tunes.
We've played two tunes. Yeah, no, we're going to talk to our next guest.
Yes.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. Robert Hissey.
Thank you very
show.
Much. It's lovely to be here.
Thanks for joining us. You're a bit of a rush in.
Yeah.
You get delayed.
Yeah, I had a client and got stuck in traffic in London.
Where have you come from?
My last client was in Bermondsey.
Wow, so you've come all the way from Bermondsey.
Yeah. I live in Kent now, Sidcup.
Oh, right. Sidcup, yeah. Okay.
But still a trek all the way down
trek,
here.
Isn't it?
So
yeah,
we're really pleased you could join us. We were getting a bit worried that you'd had an accident or something, but so really pleased that you could join us, Robert.
Thank you
so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and a bit about what you do?
Okay, my name's Robert Isay. I'm a hypnotherapist and a stage hypnotist as well. So I mostly do hypnotherapy and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, as my full-time job, and as well as that, I do the stage.
Right.
Stage shows, you know, people eat onions and dance like monkeys or whatever.
Now, we need to discuss this. We do need to discuss this in a bit more depth. I know that the stage side of it is a lesser part of what you do, but just tell us a little bit more about that, because it's a laugh.
A little bit of the stage. Well, it's a different sort of trance than the hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is more using relaxation, and taking away your conscious mind slowly. Mm. With the stage stuff, it's more speed inductions, and it's more to do with people that take command. So, because I can hypnotise anyone. People go, oh, I can't be hypnotised. I always hear this. Anyone can be hypnotised. It just depends how long take me to get you into the same state as which.
Jules is off already. She's just eating two onions and a chicken.
So that's the difference between the trances. One's more taking command. So I do like tests. To the crowd, I discover who's more susceptible quickly because people don't want to see me.
How do you discover this?
I know how to do that.
How do you know how to do it?
I'll tell you later. I just happen to know.
That'll just be your
version. I know one. I mean, there's lots of different ways of doing it, but one of the ones I've seen quite often is people that rub their hands together and make them stick together.
Yeah, I stick their hands together. I don't use the rubbing hands, but I just lock their hands into put your fingers into like a fist. Hmm. Then I just talk them through a process, and the ones that come up with their hands locked, they're already actually in a state of hypnosis already, when their hands are stuck.
Look, my mouth has gone.
or otherwise, I try to use a couple of inductions, really, just to get more people out of the crowd. And there's one where you can put your arms out, turn one arm over, squeeze that, strain your muscles. Then I talk them through a process of imagine there's weights in the hand or a pile of books, and the other hand goes out straight and it stays loose. And I get them to imagine there's helium balloons. And
Paul does that.
By the way, the gap between their hands allows me as a good indicator to see who's susceptible or not.
Right, cool.
And then how on earth did you get into this? Where did you start?
I started off I was a salesman working for like European companies, and I ended up working for a German company called Weiner, and the governor at the on the, you know, the CEO was just I was just amazed by him. You know, the way he ran his company, everyone liked him. Everyone had their own trust in the company. And when I was going out, he was taking me on sales calls, teaching me NLP techniques for sales. So that's how I really got into it. And I wanted to learn neuro-linguistic programming, just a little bit of psychology, because I was missing 20% of the people, like the digital-minded people, the one who like detail, where I'm very big picture. Some people are very introverted and they love detail. So
I actually hate detail, but I'm an extrovert. So would that go along with introvert likes detail, extrovert doesn't, or?
Not really.
Okay.
No, that's more introvert, extrovert is where you get your energy from. That's more where, you know, I get my energy from other people. So I like to be around a lot of people,
right,
and that's where I get my energy from. Introverts can be around a lot of people. It don't mean they've got to be quiet or anything. It just means that they have to go and have their own time to their self, just to recharge their self. Mm. That's all the differences. So no, that's not...
Okay, I didn't know that, because I actually love people, but I also like my own space as well.
Yeah, but it don't mean you're never not going to like your own space. It means where you get your energy from, where you recharge, where you really get energised.
Okay.
It's probably being around people, because what job you're doing now, I suppose. But the detail people want spontaneous. Detailed and big picture. That's the difference, sorry, what we're looking at. So big picture, you can just sell what they're looking for. If I sold someone a big picture person, for instance, I'll show you an example. If you was in a TV store.
We might get hypnotised now, so be careful.
No, this is just...
if we go quiet, you know.
Don't look at his eyes, that's the thing.
You're back in the room.
So if you imagine you're in a TV store and you've got a big picture person, the salesperson, there's a young girl there and she's very big picture. So she'll be trying to sell the TV how it looks, and the guy could be standing there looking at a brochure, reading a brochure. And she'd go, "Hello, sir, how can I help you today? This beautiful looking telly, look at her thin, you know, it's only so many mil thin. It's got lovely, beautiful lights around the side." He's going, "Yeah, but how long's the warranty for?" "Well, I don't know at the moment. Well, how many SCART leads has it got? I can find that out for you, but if you look at the remote, the new remote that's just come out, it's so thin, blah, blah, blah." You know, she's trying to push what everything looks. So this guy don't care about how it looks. He needs to know the process, the detail, any brackets it needs. So they're on another level. So this is what I was trying to discover. So anyway, cut it short. I got into NLP, done a diploma course, and loved it. So then basically went through to my practitioners, master practitioners, trainer, and then studied with loads of the Americans, Robert Diltz, so on, Paul McKenna and whoever. And learning the hypnotherapy, is you learn a lot of hypnotherapy in that. And then I took hypnotherapy courses, and then the study stuff was easy. I went and done a course with a guy down in Bournemouth, and all I had to do was learn a trance. I knew the rest of it. It was just learning, not even a trance, the inductions, which was simple, really. And once I learnt that, I was out in Portugal, and I said, "Yeah, let's do a show." Jumped up on stage and just done a show one night.
Right.
And then from there, I've been doing the shows. I just love it for fun, you know.
Right.
And it's a good way of making more clients as well, because you get a lot of people at the shows, and they're very interested in seeing if I can make someone lose their belly button, they believe, you know, they soon believe that I can stop them smoking or lose weight or,
well,
you know.
Well, I lost my belly button a long time ago when I started eating.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my toes for years.
You can't do anything about that.
I normally get two of them up on stage, and I'm going to get one up to, one of them loses their belly button, so they go around looking around the audience for their belly button. And then the other one, I say, "You come here with a little furry animal and its name's Willy." So you're going to have to go, "We've lost it. It's here somewhere. Someone's got it." You're going to have to go and ask everyone if they've seen my little hairy willy. So one's walking around looking if you've seen my little hairy willy. Now one's looking for their belly button. So it's all good fun, you know. It's all good.
Cool. So, I mean, in the non-stage related stuff, what kind of things are you able to help people with? How does that work?
I'm mostly famous for my gastric band.
Right, okay.
I do everything, you know, depression, anxiety, stress, phobias.
Nail biting. I am the worst nail biter.
Yeah? They look pretty good.
No, they're a bit... Look, darling, that's a bad day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and not all that.
Pretty rubbish, really.
Yeah, stay to them.
That's a good day.
Right. Well, they look all right. I wouldn't have never known.
No, that's very...
I wouldn't have known.
It's just being sweet, listener.
Before she interrupted, I was saying, what kind of things you treat? So, and gastric band, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've seen a lot of the gastric band techniques out there, and where I studied NLP, I like to, you know, it's basically studying greatness, like mastering, like modelling greatness. So I sort of took a little bit from everyone, the ones that I come across, and made my own my own sort of model up, really. Right. So I use a lot of neurolinguistic programming in with it as well.
Right.
I do a lot of metaphor in telling a lot of metaphor stories to help educate them why the brain works a certain way. I teach them on how the mind works. I spend about an hour doing that as well. So it helps them with a journey and right. lets them realise why I'm doing the stuff I'm doing.
Okay.
And then we do hypnotherapy at the end where I put them into a deep trance and they have the surgery. They think they've had the surgery. Well, you know it's not real reality, but your unconscious mind don't know the difference between what's real and what isn't.
Right.
It's a bit like if you was to, I don't know, listen to a song that takes you back 20 years or your 16th birthday or your 18th birthday or something or your first boy's holiday and all of a sudden you ain't heard the song for years, it comes on the radio, you get a quick flash of this holiday and serotonin releases in your brain, that's what happens, you actually feel happy again.
Right.
So it doesn't know what's real and what isn't. It's like people who crave, like diets don't work, for instance. See, diets teach you to put on weight. Over the course of 5 years, you go on 3 or 4 diets, you're going to be much bigger than when you started, fact. Because the psychology behind diets teach you to put on weight. They work while you're on them. You know,
it's all about denial, isn't it?
They 100% work while you're on them. But yeah, there's so many reasons why diets don't work. For one is, it's too much restriction there. Mm. You know, so you end up, if I said to you now, don't think of a pink elephant. I mean, really try not to think of a pink elephant.
Yeah, you're saying or you think already. Of a pink elephant.
Yeah, because what happens is your mind can stop thinking of it, but it's got to understand the commands. So first of all, it'll work out pink elephant. Oh, now don't think of it. It's still got to understand the command. So when you're thinking of, I don't want to think about chocolate, I don't want to eat this, I can't have this, I can't have that, all of a sudden the smell stronger, the visions become more clearer, and your unconscious don't know. If you just sit and imagine a piece of chocolate, if you like chocolate, that is, if that's your guilty pleasure, well, thank you. I love it.
He does.
So this is the good thing, you know, it's about portion control. It's not about, you know, for reality, unless you want to be a sportsman or an athlete or something, fair enough, but the average person just wants to lose 4 stone, 3 stone, whatever they want to lose. So sort of pattern broke now with a chocolate. Where was this?
Talking about how if you say a pink elephant, then it's in your head. Don't eat
so
chocolate.
If you don't think of chocolate, even if the things that you end up putting restrictions to, you end up thinking of more. So if the chocolate was on the side and you think and you look in it and you can start thinking, oh, it looks lovely. If you've got a sweet tooth, you're going to crave the chocolate. Mm. You're not going to be, don't need to be hungry because the association to the chocolate. And if you was to imagine chocolate, your unconscious don't know if it's seen it through your eyes or if you're imagining it. It doesn't know the difference. It just sees the image. Once it sees the image of a chocolate, if it's a memory or a chocolate in front of you, it don't know. So you still can create the cravings. You know, like you must have been in situations when someone's going, I went for a lovely Indian last night. I had this lovely blah, 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 and the sauce was... And as they're talking, your mouth starts watering, and all of a sudden you think, I could kill a curry now, can't you? Yeah. So it's the same thing. Your unconscious don't know what's real and what isn't. So... I learned to work with that as well. We work
cool.
With.
It's really interesting. I read a book many years ago by a guy called Alan Carr, which is How to Stop Smoking. And
I've heard of it.
Yeah, and it uses exactly that technique that you were just mentioning there. In the book, one of the things he was saying was that all the time you tell yourself not to smoke, you just get pictures of cigarettes in your head.
Of course you will.
Yeah, and he had this whole technique for how to stop thinking that way, and that's exactly what you're saying.
And that's what it's because you've got to have a towards attitude. Anyone that does anything successful, maybe losing weight, maybe an entrepreneur, a businessman, an athlete, look at Muhammad Ali, for instance, is a prime example. You have to future think. So when people, I don't want to smoke, I can't, you're thinking of what you don't want. So that's what they call that an away from attitude in NLP. You have an away from attitude or towards to attitude.
Right.
So I don't want to be this fat. I don't want to keep wearing these clothes baggy. I don't want to keep getting out of breath, running up the stairs. You can think of a million things, but what you're doing is you're thinking of them. It's making you feel bad and you're thinking of what you don't want. You need to be thinking, in 6 months' time, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be walking up these stairs faster in 6 months' time. I'm going to be wearing less clothes in 6 months' time. You need an image of yourself in 6 months' time. You need a destination. It's like me giving you my car keys now, saying, come, let's go and get in a car, and giving you the keys, and I say, drive.
Right.
Well, where are you going to drive to? You're going to drive on the road you know, because you ain't going to want to drive out to Manchester or nowhere to get lost. Why would you want to do that? What makes sense? I mean, where do you want to go? Just drive. You're just going to drive somewhere safe.
Yeah.
But if I was to say to you, you've got no map, no sat nav, get me to Newcastle, all this 30 grand up there, I've got to pick 100 grand up, you can have 30 grand, 100%, it's there for you. You've got to do is get me there. You'd get me to all of a sudden, you'd get in the car, you've got a destination. You don't want, where would you want to go to Newcastle for otherwise?
Yeah.
See what I mean? So you would get there, you might get lost, you make a few wrong turnings, the same as what, and that's allowed, you know? We're allowed to, see, the diets also say, if you have one biscuit, the diet's ruined. You know, you've done it wrong. You're a failure, which isn't true.
Yeah. So no, absolutely, yeah, and that's a really good analogy, isn't it? If you've got a reason to go somewhere, you'll get there.
That's it. You've got to have somewhere to go before you can. Otherwise, you can drive around the road you've always known. That's basically.
Because also, I guess this is part of the same thing. Just thinking about it while you were saying, because I did this the other day.
Yeah.
I was going somewhere,
And you thought you were a pink elephant.
No, something like that. I set off down a road and I missed the turning for where I was going. And I had to turn around and come back. And when I did that, I suddenly set off in totally the wrong direction. And I thought, what on earth am I doing? And I realised I was going down somewhere I usually go. And I was actually on my way to work. But I wasn't, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got halfway there and thought, hold on a minute, I'm not going to work. I was supposed to be going over there. So I had to stop again.
Unconscious pattern.
And it was just an unconscious pattern.
As soon as
I
France,
got,
yeah.
Exactly. I got onto the road and I just went into automatic.
Yeah.
I guess that's the flip side of
people it. People go into trance all the time, every day. Yeah. And this is like a lot of the habits that we do when we eat, for instance. One of the greatest tricks that I've sort of discovered, I found a technique for worrying, and I've been using it with the weight loss as well, and for anything, stop smoking, whatever it may be when you've got a craving. We generally talk to ourselves in our own command tone. So when we try to command ourselves, this is like how we really take the command. So when a lot of the women I say to them, inside your mind, you know, so, if you ever get any cravings for anything, I'll do it. Get up.
Ever get any cravings? She's only got one weakness: food and drink.
Okay. Well, do you ever do anything sponsored? Like, you know, you don't know why you do it. You just
biting nails is one, but where I just know I'm biting my nails, and I'm going to go and have a manicure the next day, and I'm sitting there thinking, go and get a nail file. But no, I'll, and I've got nail files everywhere in my bag. You know, but I'd rather chew the whole finger off.
Okay, that's an easy one again. If you used to say, I've got to go and get a nail file.
Right.
Say that inside your mind first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and listen to the tone and the
tempo. Work on radio. I'm saying it inside my mind.
That's okay. I want you to think of the tone and the tempo, yeah?
Mm.
And now say exactly how you heard it, the tone and the tempo. Say it for me.
Oh, I've got to go and get a nail file. Must go and get a nail file.
Okay, must go and get a nail file, sort of like.
Yeah.
Is that the same? How would you say to yourself as well when you're indoors, when you used to go and do, say, for instance, I've got to go and put the dinner on, or I've got to go and put
Probably in a rush. I must go and put the dinner on. Yeah, because I'm always rushed.
Something. Did that say the same to you?
Yeah.
Mm. The same sort of. I've got to go and put the.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit different.
Because I'm rushed.
You've still got that sort of the tempo and the pattern is da 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 da. Yeah. So what generally happens is.
Oh dear, I think I'm going to be hypnotised.
No, I'm not hypnotising.
I'd much rather you got Paul to act like a chicken without knowing it.
I can see a pink elephant.
What goes on there? It's the tempo of what you're saying. Your brain's also linked to, you said about unconscious patterns. Your brain picks up on the way we self-speak to ourselves. So if you're angry, you're not going to be self-speaking in, I just got to go, I've really got the hump with him. You're not going to speak like that. You're going to be thinking, what's he doing? He's going to turn into a more of an aggressive voice, yeah? So that's your command voice, yeah? So when you think, so if someone was to think,
nail file.
Yeah, but see, is that what you're thinking there?
I am actually, because I've chipped a nail there. Look, see, that's really annoying me. It's a little sharp bit on that. But you do that, and I will just play and play and play with that, and it will drive me nuts.
Okay, I don't even notice it.
Well, you wouldn't, but I do.
So, okay, that actually, thinking of your case, it's normally the opposite way around. Normally people say the command time when they want to go and get something to eat, they think, I've got to go and get something to eat. It's normally in the same pattern that they say, it's normally in the same pattern that they command themselves to go and do the washing. In your case, it's a bit different, because you're not doing it, so it must be,
she's weird.
Different. No, there will be a tone, there will be something going on there. She might lead with a feeling or an image, I don't know what comes first, was something we could sit and talk about, but there will always be something that triggers that.
Yeah.
Because it's a pattern, it's an unconscious pattern. So once you figure out through the VAK, which is your visual, your audio, kinesthetic, they're linking somehow. So it might be a self-talk first, then a feeling, I don't know, or an image and a self-talk. And once you figure out the pattern, then you can adjust the pattern, and then it has to change the way you feel and gives you other options. But the technique, if people are worrying, then you've got like loads of things in your mind speaking quick, like, I've got to go and do this, and if you don't get there fast, and I've even got to go and pick this
3 a.m. in the morning.
This is the thing, when it's going round and round in your head.
Yeah.
This, all you've got to do is just grab one of the things you're talking about, anyone. So, I've got a, do that paperwork tomorrow or something, then any sort of worrying you do, you just slow the tempo down. So all you do is, it's a technique, you just slow it down so it's like, higher. Have. And so on and so on.
Really slow.
Yeah, you finish a sentence really slow, loads of gaps. And what happens is it allows your mind to start processing properly. When you're thinking too quick, you're not processing anything. It's just all bump. Yeah. It's all rush and your feelings, that's why the stress builds up. But you just slow it down. It's like a computer. Just allow it to breathe. And all of a sudden, you'll get a lot of internal dialogue in between and feelings.
I was just about to say, just as you said that, it's like a computer. In systems programming, it's called a program interrupt. And if you want, what happens is a computer program can go rogue and it cycles back on itself and gets stuck in a deadly loop.
Okay.
And the only way you can exit that is with a program interrupt where you have to stop it doing that. And that's exactly what you just described that.
Yeah. And that's what Richard Bandler, the guy who invented NLP, he was into computer programming in the 70s, back when it was all tape, reels and reels of tape. And he sort of modelled that computer's way of looking at the mind with neuro-linguistic programming. But it is very similar.
Fabulous. Robert, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we've reached the end of the show.
I feel strangely relaxed.
Give us a shout out for your website so people can find out more about you and what you do.
Yeah. Okay, my website is www.thehypnotistman.com. You can see everything on my website, from the stage shows and to all the different types of hypnotherapy where I practice. And feel free to call for a chat if you need any information on anything.
We've got a link to that on our website, and it will stay on our website for the future. So if anybody wants to follow up on that, the link is there if they can't remember what you just said. Give us a shout for your Facebook page as well.
Okay, it's just Robert. Either search me, Robert Hisey, that is HISEE, or look for, just type in The Hypnotist Man, and I've got a few different writers and groups there.
And again, all those links are on the Kemp Business Radio website. Robert, thank you so much for joining us. You made a huge effort to be here, and we really do appreciate that. And we could have talked to you for ages, and we'll get you back on to talk about this in more depth at another stage, because it's a fascinating subject.
BFAL's friends have asked Rob if has Robert been asked by Man U to help David Moyes think he's a winner? That's a whole other programme.
We'll do that at another programme. But sadly, we're coming towards the end of this programme. I'd just like to say a huge, huge thank you to Rebecca Robertson for joining us on the show, to Robert Hizzy for joining us on the show, and to Jill Sirkin for being here. I suppose. But most of all, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Chocolate Angel for bringing my lovely lolly stick with Scoff logo. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you to everyone who emailed in, who tweeted in, and who joined in the show and listened. And thank you so much for joining us.
And
it's an absolute pleasure. And thank you to our sponsors, the lovely folks at Telcare over there, the telecoms providers over there on the Medway City Estate at Rochester. Thank you so much. Just to tell you about a few things that are happening on Channel Radio, and not only today, but the rest of this week and this month, there's a lot of new shows that started. So I just want to run through some of the new shows that we've got on the station, because you will want to follow up. As I said earlier, Zoe Cairns and the ZC Social Media Show is on Mondays at 11 o'clock.
Fabulous.
We've also got the Women in Business Show, which is on Thursdays, if I remember rightly.
11 a.m.
At 11 a.m.
Fabulous.
But before that is the lovely Tracy and Leah, who have the Looks Good Feels Good show. That's not easy to say, is it? Looks Good Feel Good show, which is all about beauty, fashion, and all things in between. And that's at 10 a.m. on a Thursday. We've also got Biz HQ with QJ and Henry, which is on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. And we've got loads
down the pub.
We're coming to today's show is in a minute. We've got loads of other new shows lined up over the coming weeks. But on tonight on Channel Radio, following this show at 3 o'clock, we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cann, and then the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 o'clock. And then we have the boys, Jonathan and Phil, with Beer Banter, Balls and Birds and Bands, down the pub at 7 o'clock. You can imagine what that's about.
Not a show to listen to if you're gay, then, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, it is. Maybe. Yeah. Or a girl. Yeah, they cover everything. There's everything in there. It's a really cracking show. Do have a listen to that. That's on from 7 till 9 tonight. And that's immediately followed by Mr. Jamie Andrews, Mr. Jamie Leftarm, with a new potato show from 9 till 11. All that's brilliant in new, up-and-coming and unsigned music and bands. So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk. It's been an absolute pleasure to join you for an hour and a half on a Tuesday afternoon. We hope you all come back next week, and we will see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.